Wonderful. So hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast to Answering the Call of Your Purpose. I'm Luanne Marine, and I have a beautiful guest here today, Jo Worthy. Hello, Jo.
Hello, Lou. Great to be here.
Oh, it's so awesome to have you here. And just before we jump in with these beautiful questions that I want to ask you and just get all this juicy information out of you, I just want to remind the people who are watching this what this podcast is really, you know, designed to do. And it was really just a brainchild idea of mine to interview people who really inspire me, who I've had a connection with, and who have answered the call of their purpose, and just get some of these juicy tidbits out of them so that if you are searching for your purpose and, you know, want to answer that call, that you can take that information as well. And then we're going to share some links where you can find the beautiful guests. So that's basically my intention for this. And so with this, Jo, I want to just, let's just dive straight in. Before I say that, I want to say Jo is the beautiful author of this gorgeous book here, which was, yeah, you've got the original 21 Lessons in Creating a Deliciously Divine Life. And look, it's just, I mean, like everything, like Jo, you can see the beautiful flowers of the hair, and it's just gorgeous in itself. Just even holding it, you can feel the energy. So Jo, just jump in with us now and just say, just let us know, what are you doing right now, like right now on the planet?
What am I doing right now? Well, mm-hmm. I've actually just created a brand new community, mm-hmm. and it's called the Magnificent New Self-Love Celebration Group. And it's really a group of women. I put a call out there for the people pleasers of the world, the women over 40 that are people pleasers and want to reclaim their power. So mm-hmm. I've just started this amazing new community, and I've also just created a 6-month program that mm-hmm. aligns with the people pleaser. It's actually called, that's the name of the program, it's actually called People Pleaser to Personal Power.
I love that.
6-month program with 6 masterclasses over 6 months. And so that's really what I'm doing at the moment, which is so, so exciting. I'm just mm-hmm. feel like the most aligned I have ever felt in my life, and particularly in my business for the last 7 years. This mm-hmm. I just feel like, you know, you just know, you feel it, you know it, that you feel mm-hmm. that you're on the right path and that you are aligned, and you mm-hmm. are, you can make a real difference.
Totally. And it kind of feels like it dropped in, because we've been friends for a long time now. So I want to, can you share with us what led you to where you are today? And I know it's been a whole journey. We kind of talked off air just before, but what led you to this, creating this beautiful community, this beautiful program, writing this amazing book?
Well, you know what? It's been, as you know, Lou, as you know, we've worked together on and off the last 7 years. And it's mm-hmm. been, even prior to that, it's been this massive journey. Mm-hmm. And really, really connecting to every little bit of determination, mm-hmm. resilience, courage, just to keep going. Mm-hmm. And there are times where you just, well, there's times where I felt like, oh my goodness, this is just too hard. But I had to really keep digging deeper. And I think the fact that many of my lessons, my life lessons, I have turned into blessings. And I know that sounds a little bit of a cliche, but it is so true. I teach what I know deeply. Mm-hmm. And I think that has really led me to where I am now, and why I'm so passionate about the people pleasing to personal power, because it took me many, many years to stop being a people pleaser, to really embrace my power within. Mm. And part of that was obviously really realizing what my purpose was. And I know you asked me more about that. That freedom, the freedom that can bring you, and that deep realization that you can actually help other women through what you've been through. Mm. It's now got me to where, and you know what, I started my spiritual journey many, many, many years ago in my 20s, the law of attraction, mm-hmm. Studying Louise Hay and Florence Bobble mm-hmm. Shin, and I went way off my path. But there's no coincidences, is there? We think we're going off our path, but what we're learning is so many juicy, valuable, sometimes so painful, but valuable life lessons, so we can teach others. We can mm-hmm. lead the way, we can lead, be those light you know, those light beings that lead the way for other women and help them. And I'm really passionate at making, you know, I think I always have been, whatever job that I've been in, it's to make a difference.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, Joe, because you, I mean, and this is not a podcast about hand analysis at all. You can find your purpose anywhere. But when you say it said lessons and they were your blessings, like you told that exactly what we're here to do, right? It's your secret sauce. What you're here to learn is what you are here to teach. And you've really mastered that. But with that, from what I've seen on my end, just watching you and working with you and just being around you is like you've really embraced those lessons. Well, you actually wrote about them, right?
So 21 lessons, yes.
You did so much work. And that's not for the faint-hearted.
No.
Not for the faint-hearted at all. And so that's what led you to here. But you were also, you also had that spiritual background as well. And, you know, so many times, even reading your story, you could have just given up. It's like, no, see you later. You know, not in that way, but it's like, no, I'm just going to get on. I can't do this. But you really dove deep. So that takes courage. So then what do you believe is your purpose?
Well, a very wise woman. Now, you might want to reframe this because I often sort of don't get it completely right. But when I did my hand analysis with you, Lou, you said that part of my purpose was to be an author, speaker in the spotlight, and a healing message to the masses.
Yes.
I may not have got that perfectly right.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
That is, and that really spoke to me. So I ended up writing my book and I really did start speaking and I put myself out there. And the interesting thing is, this is what courage is though, isn't it? Like doing the things that scare you the most. And public speaking would have to be one of those things. I was like a nervous wreck. It was one of my biggest fears, but I was determined that I would still do it. I was determined to put myself in the arena, as Brené Brown would say, and get my ass kicked and finally be okay with that. So to be an author, yes, I wrote the book. To be a speaker, I put myself out there. A healing message to the masses, well, I'm working on the masses. But I have very much a healing message with the life path that I have chosen and the lessons that I have been through. But it goes more than that. That's generic. Mm-hmm. So now I've realized what my niche is to actually help through my writing, through my speaking, and through my message is to help women with their mess about being a people pleaser. And you know that, and it's so common out there, like women particularly. I'm sure there's guys out there, but I'm a woman and I work with women, so I talk about women. So many of us have been people pleasers or are still people pleasers. And we have this constant need to want to be liked at the very least, if not loved, and we fear rejection. And it is full of anxiety and stress and overwhelm when we live like that. So to come out of that, and I call myself a reformed people pleaser, like this freedom. It's like letting yourself out of your emotional prison. So I'm very passionate about it. So that is my real purpose. If you really want to niche it down, is to help women that are people pleasers. All the perfectionists as well, because they're the sort of women I've, you know, not coincidentally, the women that I attract and the women that I can really help.
Yeah. And you can do that because, like you said, you've been that. Like, and we all, that, you know, that fear of rejection, it's really interesting because we, you know, even just talking about speaking. And I remember, so I'm just going off on a tangent here. I remember when we first started and I used to take videos. Remember those days when we would practice the speaking? Yes. And I already, like, you were passionate and maybe you were shaking in your boots, but I think we actually do criticize ourselves. We didn't, you know, but you were amazing back then and you are amazing now, right? So it's like, gosh, we really are mean, not mean to ourselves. We were a little bit mean to ourselves, but when this gift that you have is there it's just there. It's in your hands. It's in your energy. It's there. So I just want to remind you of that. But
and you know what? That's the valuable work that you do, Lou, and that I now am starting to do, is that we see the gifts in other women. We see their light, and we need to remind them, because back in those days when you said I was amazing, did I think I was amazing? Mm. Oh, my goodness, no. I didn't see my amazingness. I didn't connect to that light, that gold inside of me. And now that I have, now I can really, I can be very authentic about helping other women.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like that, you know, the cliche, like as your light shines, you shine the light for others, right? Marianne Williamson. So how did, that's your purpose, right? Helping these the people pleasing women to come out and turn that around. And then, but how did you answer that call? How did you, you know, what happened for you? You went, oh, I need to work with people.
It's one, because I also work with, so my thing is to help women predominantly over 40 go from, like I said, that people pleaser to personal power. But deeper than that is to help them with their, help them to be more courageous, to be more confident, and to live consciously. So when I started living consciously and realized that I was stuck in that people-pleasing mode and it was not serving me, and the universe kept giving me quite harsh lessons around that, I had to wake up. We have to keep, every woman, every person in this universe needs to do the work, and we need to start living consciously so we know where to actually put the work in. So I realized that I had to start really being conscious that, okay, I'm a people pleaser. That has been one of my burdens that I have carried around, and I can change. And if I can change, I'm no more special than anyone else. If I can change, other women can change. Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to live in this anxiety anymore. I don't want to feel fear rejection. Publishing this book, oh my goodness, I fear rejection. And you know what? I did feel rejection. It was like the worst thing that could happen was to be rejected. I got rejected. But you know what? It's okay now. It's okay if people reject me because they're not my people. And I need to teach other women that it's okay to be rejected, because the people that are rejecting you, they don't matter as far as, they matter as a human being. But it doesn't matter if they reject you because they're not aligned with your values and your truths and who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. It's so interesting, because I remember when we would have the goddess circles, right, and they shared all those years back, and some people would bring in new people that didn't know me, but they would be sitting there and I'm like, oh, she's not coming back. because of what you said, because you, the consciousness, you saw it, so you met it, right? Yes. You made friends with it. It was that shadow stuff. So, oh, I love that. And but again, it doesn't matter. She's been, and who knows? So this is the thing, Joe, like you're even somebody reading your story and they're like, oh my goodness, what could never do? It's still there. And years later, that person's like, oh, I remember that story Joe said, you know, or so you just, if you do, you don't have to be attached to that outcome. Not, I'm not saying that to you, but people who work with this guy, if you attach yourself to the outcome, there's going to be a whole world of hurt because you're that expectation, right? Whereas you stuff it. I'm just doing it my way, which is so, you know, so inspiring. It's so inspiring. So why do you think it's important to do your purpose work?
Oh my goodness. Because like I said before, it sets you free. It energizes you. It helps you get up in the morning. It's like that fire in your belly. It's like reigniting that spark. It's like everybody needs to find their purpose. I mean, I can't be more passionate about that because I know what it's done for me. And I see people, when I see women that I work with, I see their lives light up. I see that when they actually feel like there's that, they actually connect to their that gold I talk about, that light, that value that they have, and they need to be reminded of it. So it's like, who doesn't want to live like that? Who wants to live in mediocrity? Because that's what you do when you don't find your purpose. Purpose doesn't, as you know, I mean, you're the master of purpose. Yeah, that's one of your, you know, you're the expert in purpose. But I know personally from my journey that it's like, without not having a purpose, it's like you wake up in the morning and you go, you're going through the motions, and you're thinking there must be more to life.
I know.
I spoke to someone only yesterday when I did a one-on-one with them, and it's like, I don't know my purpose, they said. And they are feeling like they're going through the motion. So we've been discussing that, and we've been, I hate to use the, it's a very coachy word, unpacking, you know, that's what I'll use in this context, but and helping her to realize the beautiful gifts that she has. Mm. Now I do it quite differently because I'm also an intuitive. So I also use oracle cards, and I'm very intuitive as well. But I do have my traditional methods and talk about values and goals, and it all comes together. But without purpose, you're leading, I can really just summarize that you're leading this lackluster life. You're leading a life that is not fully living.
I so, you know, when you were saying that, it's like I always believe that, you know, if everybody was on purpose, everybody knew their purpose, right, what a different space we would be in. Imagine right now when we're recording this interview, the world is in a lot of chaos, but imagine if people did, you know. But it does take that, take somebody to, no, I'm over it, I don't want to be mediocre, like you said. So that's why it's so beautiful. So then knowing your purpose as well, and you can do it, find it in many ways, values and astrology and numerology, hand it, all the different ways that you can unpack that. But knowing it is one thing. And what else do you think it takes to actually express that, live that? And so, you know, what I mean by that is somebody, I think it was Kathy, she said, well, you also, you know your purpose, but you also have to know your values to align to that.
Yes.
For me, I'm like, you have to do your shadow work, no matter what, right? So that's it. So what's it for you, Jo?
Definitely the shadow work. And that's sort of like, I think that's part of your harsh lessons is revealing your shadow and making sure your triggers that you need to work
triggers,
with.
Yeah.
Those triggers, it's like, you know, they're going to teach us the most, and the relationships and the lessons that we get from other people, you know, whether it be the rejections or whether it be the judgments or whether it be the criticism, they're really the juice that helps us rise above and really reveal some of our shadow side that we need to keep working on. So I've really invested in my personal development. I've really invested in healing. Even more so than the last 12 months, more than any other time, I've looked at my shadow side and had to be really honest.
Yeah.
Why am I reacting like that? What can I do differently?
Yeah.
And, you know, using gratitude and forgiveness, like forgiving myself, because, you know, none of us are perfect.
That is beautiful, because I was just going to say, well, how do you know, we're talking about the triggers, but what do you do with them? And so your thing's forgiveness, right?
Forgiveness has been a massive, I wrote a chapter on You're Worthy of Forgiveness, and it's a massive one. I mean, some of us have more people to forgive.
True.
You know, for
start with our parents, love you, bless you. You only did what you could at the time, but. You know,
exactly. It starts at childhood, and we need to clear all that, and we need to forgive. And knowing, even from a parental point of view, they were doing the best that they could with what they had. And if we look at life, if we look through the lens of compassion and kindness, doesn't mean every day we're going to be, you know, all kindness and compassionate. There are days we're going to lose it, and that's part of our shadow, isn't it? But if we can predominantly stay in that forgiveness and realize that people are doing the best that they can. My cat's just come to visit me.
Oh, I love your cat.
Your name's Carmen. And she's so healing, talking of healing. Really, if we can come from a different perspective, that the way, if we have to forgive someone, they've done something that maybe that's not aligning with our values, that is not aligning with us, and there may be being criticism or judgment, but it's really a reflection of how they're feeling. So we need to take it off ourselves, but there's still stuff we need to look at too personally, because
totally. You know, that old thing.
We've got to be completely accountable still for our own stuff. And a lot of people, and that's part of conscious living, that we need to be accountable. We need to really look beneath the layers and go, well, why? You know, give ourselves permission to forgive ourselves for all the trauma and all the stuff that we need to heal from, and why we attracted that in the first place. But you know, if I hadn't have gone through what I've been through, and some of it has been quite traumatic, I wouldn't be the woman that I am now. And that is so, I say that deeply from my heart and my soul. I really do. So it's like you're doing the work. I talk about the work, you know, digging beneath those layers and really becoming conscious of where you need to improve. When I say improve, maybe there's a different way of where you can be the better version of you.
Yeah, and there's always that opportunity for growth, right? I always say, well, it's a growth. Thank you for that growth opportunity, even if I want to go like that sometimes. You know,
it's like, do the finger. It's okay to get angry, isn't it? It's like, I'm angry. Oh, yeah. That is not acceptable behavior. And then I'm going to learn from it.
Yeah, all of it's welcomed. You know what I mean? It's just when it gets out of control, right? When anger turns to rage, and then we're right. But again, that beautiful forgiveness. And again, so it's forgiveness. Look at the triggers and be conscious is what you've pretty much said here. Be conscious of what's going on and not playing that blame game. Right, you are in control here. So, Joe, oh gosh, we could talk for hours. So, can you tell us a favorite person that you've worked with? And I mean one of your clients, right? Not somebody who you've done with. So, just you don't have to say their name or anything, but just like, what was their transformation, or why was she a favorite person to work with? What were the qualities there?
I thought about this question. I can't select just one. I think I'll tell you what my favorite client is in generic. When I say generically, but I'll also be specific. So I'm not going to name anyone, but my favorite client is not someone specific, but they're part of this equation, is a woman who is over 40. They're a woman for a start. They're over 40. They've obviously got people pleasing tendencies and perfectionist tendencies, and they're willing to, they've already quite spiritual in a sense. They're already, and they're prepared to do the work and they're prepared to learn. They're also prepared to share their own wisdom. And then if they have a transformation through to the work that I've done and I can witness that transformation, there's nothing better than that. So I'll give you an example. I will use an example of one particular client. It's probably better to be more specific. But I think any woman that you can see a transformation that you're working with is a favorite for a start. Yes. To be more specific, I'll give you an example, which is probably what you're looking for. 12 months ago, a particular woman joined my master classes. Now, we didn't know each other physically. We only knew each other.
Sorry, Joe. I have to. I just have to. Oh, no, it's all good. I always get delivery. Sorry, everybody. I just got a rug delivered. I'm like, oh, okay. So tell me about this woman. Sorry, we can try and cut this out. Maybe I won't, you know.
That's okay.
Forward.
My doorbell often goes during the day too. And I go, I'll just leave it on the doorstep. That's okay. So this particular lady, she joined my masterclasses last year, the Love Worthy masterclasses that I created from the book. And I hadn't met her before. We knew each other we didn't really know each other, just through the different mutual friends in the community. And she came in at a time where she was going through a lot of grief. She'd just lost her mother. And she'd actually, but even more than, it brought a lot of things to the forefront from just losing her mother, as it can often do, because there was a lot of trauma from her childhood. Now, I'm no therapist. People know that. I use that disclaimer. But through working with me and being part of a group, because not only was she going through grief of her mother, she felt very disconnected as a woman. She felt very lonely. She certainly wasn't living her life on purpose. And the fact that she did these 21 weeks through the 21 lessons in Love Worthy, and then she's continued to come on retreats and do a lot of other work with me, she's really starting to claim her power as a woman and go through those layers of forgiveness and being really, really grateful for what she has and feeling more connected to not just other women, that's great, but to herself, but connecting back to her heart. And I see her and I just feel so proud of her, because she's done the work. She's willing to go beneath the shadows, do the work, and really start to value herself more as a woman, and total people pleaser. And now she's recognized that behavior as well. And she's really, and you know that I haven't spoken about it, but you know that I do astrology as well. It's one of my passions.
Yes, I love your astrology. I love it.
Leo, but she was not really owning her Leo. She wasn't owning her courage. She wasn't owning all those beautiful, that generosity, that big heart, that bold, bright, shining brightly. And she's starting to do that. Because she And she was allowing people to take advantage of her. It was an old pattern, which I could so see, because it was me. It was me, you know, maybe even 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And just seeing her transformation. So she's probably one of my favorites, but I have quite a few women that I just, in the masterclasses, even after 90 minutes, and you would know after with the work, the powerful work that you've done as well, you see it, in you feel it, and you see it. You get to witness, which it's such an honor. You get to witness that woman's face lighting up. Now, that might not seem like the massive transformation, but I tell you what, it's actually much more valuable than what people will give it credit for. Because if they come in and they're lacking that joy, they're lacking that they're feeling anxious, they're not feeling confident, they're not feeling courageous. And if you can spark something within them to actually bring that out, even within 90 minutes, never mind a 6-month program, I mean, I'm not complacent about that.
And you know, change can happen in an instant, Joe, right? But you know, if we really let it. But I love that 90 minutes, and you know, you being the witness for her doing that, that's the container that, you know, you provided there too. And she's just gone, yep, I'm safe, I'm ready, you know, let's do this. And I love that, Joe. Joe, I know, again, well, I have to get you back, but where can we find you? Like, I know you've got a Facebook group and your website, and again, we'll put all the links below here. So where can we find you?
So basically, my business is my brand. So it's joeworthy.com for my website. I love women that really are struggling, particularly the people pleasers out there, and the women that feel like everybody has to like them, and really, really putting everybody else as a priority. My new tribe, magnificent new self-love celebration group. Love to have you in. It's a free group. I'm doing another challenge, a self-love challenge in November. I ran one in June and it was amazing. I can say it's amazing, but other women were telling me how amazing it is. Mm-hmm. So come into that group. I'm also on Facebook under Joe Worthy.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And you can go and get the book from the website as well. So
if you're a friend, you can direct message me as well.
Beautiful. Okay. So just let's end on telling us something that nobody, and it's interesting because pretty much everything's in the book, right? But I'm sure.
I'll just tell you about me.
Tell us something that nobody knows. It could be funny. It could be deep. It's totally up to you. Tell us something that we don't know about you.
Well, I do have some quirky habits. I think we all do, if we're really honest.
Oh, we so do. Yeah.
I have this thing about making the bed.
Right.
I cannot get into a bed that is unmade. Now, and they say apparently, I mean, I'm no expert on this, but apparently if you make your bed, it sets you up for the day and it creates this a good habit, perhaps. So I always usually like to make the bed before I come into my office. Now, if I'm having a really frantic day and I'm running behind schedule, sometimes the bed doesn't get made. But let me tell you, I have to make it before I at night, because the sheets have to be nice and smooth. So I have to work in. And it's funny, just before we started recording, my cat had got into my office wardrobe, door was open, and I had to go and shut it. So I don't know. I'm a little quirky with things like that.
I love that. I love that.
That is not in the book. Oh, my goodness. There's lots of things not in the book. It's very revealing, but there are lots of things not in the book.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful, Joe. I wish my kids would do that. I'm like, make your bed. Anyway, so thank you so much, Jojo, for being here. It's been an absolute pleasure. Oh, I can't wait for people to see this very soon. And until next time, everyone, thank you very much. Okay, bye for now.